80s on Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. Sunday's high up to about 84. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday. The rain chances are tiny. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Today.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Napa Know How.
Truth be told, Napa Know How isn't just for DIYers. Napa Know How is for anyone who cares to keep their ride in good condition. Because while there are 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores for folks who can change a headlamp blindfolded, there are also over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers for folks who'd rather trust a pro than pop the hood themselves. So whatever your skill level, Napa's got you covered. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. Wow, okay, Governor Cuomo has actually brought in his brother Chris Cuomo. I'm watching Fox, but I'm like, why is Chris Cuomo on Fox? It's because Governor Cuomo's talking with his brother in isolation right now.
Sporting a Cuomo hat.
Yeah. Man, these really are strange times.
It is. What is too ludicrous right now? Nothing. What is?
Nothing, really.
If you're ever going to try something to see if it'll stick to the wall, now's the time to do it.
Willing to believe anything. Let's go to the phones. Ralph has been patient. Hey, Ralph, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, I thought yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I saw a commercial on TV this morning that said Trump had called this pandemic a hoax. And it was paid for by Citizens for America,
right,
whoever that is.
I remember when he, and you probably know this, Ralph, but when Trump made that statement, he was talking about how some of the media was covering this.
Right.
Like, there was an article in the New York Times saying, let's call it the Trump virus.
Yep.
So he was, yeah. This is the latest, you know, pin the tail on the orange president game they're playing.
That's every what day. They're doing.
Every
yeah.
day.
Before he got elected, they've been after him.
Yeah, and, like, it's a shame that Trump kind of has to act like I did everything right. I think he's obviously... He changed his tune. He didn't take it as seriously in January as he does now. But nobody did. And he wasn't alone. There were a few folks who did, but they're more specialists or people who had read the epidemiology. But most of the political stuff, we were wrapped up in impeachment.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Hey, good call.
Yeah, the politics continues. Now, the governor of Florida has ordered a stay-at-home order.
Yep.
Saying it makes sense to make this move now.
You know why he's doing it, Joey? Because he can.
Right. Do you think our governor, Kay Ivey, is going
to? I think Kay Ivey, she's fighting the pressure to do it, but right. I think she's going to have to here shortly. That's my opinion.
I mean, you're more out and about than I am. You know, my normal life is, I'm already a model for quarantine.
Yes.
For the most part.
I've noticed a lot less traffic on the roads.
Okay.
I noticed that immediately.
I've noticed that on my morning drive as well.
Yeah, just immediately, especially hitting Montgomery, coming out of Wetumpka, usually you'll hit a traffic pattern. I've noticed a lot less traffic. I noticed in some of the stores, I'm still hitting some of the big box stores when I got to do some running around. It's still strange to me when I see people with gloves and masks. I haven't quite just processing it. It's kind of an odd thing. I mean, I understand it. I completely understand it. But when you first see it, it's like, you know, it's strange. But
you are seeing less traffic.
Less traffic. Showings are down a lot. We get a lot of people that are interested in listing houses.
Right. Just getting that process started.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and the mortgage industry. In my industry in general, it is slowing down. But at the same time, we all know it's very temporary.
Right, and it's every industry, really, unless you're in medicine or food.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Food production, I mean.
That's it. But I've done a lot less traffic. And then I think a lot of things you see on the internet now of everywhere less traffic. You remember a week or so ago, I forget where it was, in Venice, where they were saying, hey, the canals are clearing up, and, you know, you can see fish in them now. And
it's less traffic out and about, but because more people are on the internet, I'm sure you've noticed, and I'll be delicate about this, but I've noticed it on my own, like, social media.
Yeah.
The hackers
are out.
And the bots are out. Hey, if it's a really good-looking young woman, if you're a guy...
Don't click.
Don't accept that friend request.
But
don't answer those messages, especially if it's an outside link. Hey, give me your phone number. Don't do it.
Well, I've also noticed, though, Joey, and I don't know if you have, but the speed of the internet has slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, it depends on the site, but absolutely.
To me, I just noticed it in general, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or whatever. And that tells me, again, they're getting so much traffic that it's just slowing things down.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's J.D.
Hey, J.D., how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I will confirm that the internet speed has slowed down quite a bit. That's a little bit of what I do for a living, and we've had a lot of Verifone devices, a lot of calls saying, well, they're running a few seconds slower. It's not a ton, but you can definitely tell there's a lot more people at home using it up.
Well, and actually, unique approach, and correct me if I'm wrong, to how we build out internet infrastructure has allowed us to be more flexible in a crisis like this. A lot of companies, ISPs, can bring more capacity online now to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But I do have a question, and it's only because it's something that I heard. It's not a said fact, but I figured I would call and ask, because I trust you guys' judgment.
All right.
I just heard that Governor Ivey is about to activate the National Guard. Is there any truth to that? And if so, what would be the purpose of it?
I mean, some of what activating the National Guard would be what the president suggested the other day. The president suggested that you should activate, use your National Guard to move supplies around your states.
Right.
So that way you're not relying on private industry, or you're just not waiting and keeping supplies in a warehouse.
Much more efficient.
You just get it right to the hospitals you need to get them to.
Fair enough. I didn't know if it was to start doing like what Louisiana did and kind of lock the borders temporarily.
I don't mind if Louisiana does that permanently.
Well, it bothers me. I've got grandparents that live in north way out in the country, like above Coleman, Alabama, and they're actually scheduled to move this week, and they've already sold their house. They have to be out of their house in 2 weeks, and they're moving back to, it's about 6 hours west of Dallas. It's called Odessa, Texas.
Odessa.
So they've got a long little drive, but they've got to go all the way up through Arkansas and come back down instead of being able to take the straight route.
Yeah.
But my biggest fear is what happens if they get on the road and, you know, even though it's an 18 to 24 hour drive, they've got a window to get there, but what happens within that window if a state decides to lock its borders and they're in that state? That's one of the things that worries me, you know, stuff like that.
Well, and I don't think that is constitutional for states to do that. Doing their best to kind of control things, but it's not constitutional for them to block their borders.
But that being said, I just showed Joey, the governor of Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Is issuing a shelter-in-place order starting Thursday, which is today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just keep forgetting about that.
Well, I'm hoping all this stuff passes by and everybody makes through it fairly well. I have a lot of questions about the accuracy of the numbers.
Me too.
I mean, it's something to be taken seriously, but I laid my eyes on some paperwork that a person died in a car accident, and they got tested after they died, and the cause of death was still listed as coronavirus. Even though they died in a car accident, they happened to have coronavirus. The cause of death was listed as coronavirus. That seems like it might skew the numbers a little bit to me.
I always feel uncomfortable now that I'm so beholden to statistics, because lies, damn lies into statistics, that's around for a reason.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Well, I appreciate the call, though, JD.
Good call, JD.
Absolutely. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, buddy.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I heard that National Guard thing. What I heard, it was like these people were wackos, you know. They're going to station the National Guard at stores, and where they're going to shoot your tires out if you're, you know, I mean, come on.
Well,
the National, they don't have the authority to use them. That's martial law.
Unfortunately, we got a lot of train operators walking around.
Right. Well, also remember, most National Guardsmen, if you look around where you're at now, you know a National Guardsman. So it ain't like it's going to be someone that you don't know.
Well, and I really am worried about not just, like, there are the people that are kind of, they're a little crazy.
Yeah.
And the more this gets a strain and a drain on your everyday life, they might act up more, down to a regular person who probably isn't going to act out, who has mental health challenges.
It's ones on the fringes already that are kind of looking for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's just a bunch of...
And also the rise in, you know, addiction, alcoholism. That's what Alabamians are doing. I mean, ridiculous rate. And I have to pull up that article and go in and get in the liquor.
Yeah.
And but then also, you've brought this up, Jim. Suicide with the lack of economic opportunity, and also Mexican violence. I mean, domestic violence.
Yeah. I read a story the other day in, it was in a British newspaper. But the name of the story was, I'm stuck in quarantine with my abuser.
Oh, God.
And after reading that, I mean, that's something I never thought about, but holy cow. And as she was describing everything, she's obviously has gotten out now, but as she was describing everything, that's what it took to get her out. It was constantly being locked in with him for about a week before she broke free.
Yeah.
And so those are things I didn't even think about.
Right.
You know, this shelter in place or this, like, now that's basically what I'm doing. I'm going out to get food. They cannot keep you from going to the store to get food.
Right, but
you can't tell people. You go home and starve to death you know.
You're right, but at the same time, I seen a friend of mine on the north side of Montgomery the other night. He sent me a video at about 11 o'clock, and there had to be about 30 cars and motorcycles just kind of riding around his neighborhood. Like they were patrolling the neighborhood.
Yeah, this is what I do. I go to my Walmart's 3 miles from my house. I go to Walmart, get what I need, come home. That's I don't go out. Or I drive to Chick-fil-A, get some food, come back. That's it. That's all I'm doing. I think this is basically keep people from out congregating.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
But I mean, it really has. This has been my life for the last few years.
Welcome to Joey's world.
Like, yeah.
Well, have you tried? Never mind. They do have dating sites, Joey.
I have tried those. It turned into a glorified Turing test. I was talking about those hackers and bots. I'm being serious, man. It's like. I mean, one of those bots said, hey, meet me this place. I looked up the address and went, that's like an old warehouse out in the middle of Pike Road. What the hell are they going to do to me if I was dumb enough to drive out
Bring
there?
Me a 20.
Well, don't leave your wallet at home. I saw a guy yesterday. I was at Walmart, and he was wearing a mask, and I walked by him. It was those painter masks they wear when they're doing sheetrock. That stuff is not going to. It looks good. You look cool. You got your mask on. That's not going to do anything. You know what I mean?
It'll do a little bit, but it's not the same as the N95.
It's more just for self-comfort. Hey, I'm trying.
You can go down the Lowe's and get those things, but they're just, you know, they make you feel better.
Whole cache of scarves, so the president suggested you could wear a scarf. Yeah. It works.
The Frito Bandito. But I don't want to, I'm not that extreme. I just don't think everybody needs to be wearing any. I mean, if you're not up, I don't get up in anybody's face. So.
Right.
Well, has it been proven to be absolute airborne?
Not airborne in the sense of some other things can be truly airborne.
Right.
They can live and spread in the air.
But I can spread it to you by coughing.
And aerosols, if you cough. And then Dr. Fauci addressed the report, said it could be spread up to 27 feet. And Fauci's like, well, that's if you rear back.
And
it's like you're doing a shot put competition except with your cough. Like, you know.
At least he's got some comments.
We're here at the latest Chinese sneeze competition.
Sports are out, so what else we got?
Like, what the hell?
I'm glad I just happened to flip over to one of the news channels. I'm glad they felt that the need of the country to watch the Governor Cuomo and Fredo having a on-air conversation with each other, brothers. I mean, what?
Yeah, I only saw it.
What was that all about?
I only saw it. Did you actually hear it? What were they talking about?
Oh, they were just making jokes about some stuff. And, it was kind of, what a waste.
Yeah.
This governor's serious? What in the crap is he doing on there on live TV talking about his brother cracking jokes? Strange world we live in.
Right now, it's.
You
know, the old song, it's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. Yes, it is.
Yep. Well, Jim.
So I'm just checking in, let y'all know I'm still alive and everything. So
that's good to hear. If you die, be sure to let us know, too, though.
We're going to have a big party when this thing's over.
You ain't kidding.
I have a feeling that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Can you imagine? It'll be like New Year's Eve multiplied times 1,000.
Oh, you're going to have graduations. You're going to have everything. Balled into one, hey, we're out of quarantine party.
Yeah, I'm down for a party, but if I show up and I see like a Baphomet, I'm going back home. Yeah,
Joey sees five people, he's leaving. That's just too big a crowd for Joey. I'm out. I got to go hermitize.
Well, y'all have a good Thursday.
You too. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Yeah, I'm a little worried there's going to be like this exuberance that's a little too over the top. No, it could be
that's
a lot.
That's the way we do things.
It could be a lot of fun. I mean, all these people have been pent up watching, Joe Exotic bitch and moan about Carol Baskin.
Right. We're America, baby. We're going to do it right. Now, I thought about something earlier today on my way in, Joey. We've got astronauts.
You did?
Yeah, believe it. Besides driving, I actually remember to drive too. But we've got astronauts out in space. Imagine.
Well,
you know, you're circling the Earth right now going, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Control.
Anybody home?
Major Tom.
I would think I would have a little bit of anxiety if I was up there.
No, I just as I started singing, I remembered as I was washing my hands earlier, I thought of a very special someone in your life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're told that you know, when you wash your hands, as I've suggested to people, you got to sing happy birthday.
Oh.
And not just a quick happy birthday, like happy birthday to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You got to get into it.
You're right.
Like a deep crooner. So it's happy birthday to you.
You're right.
Scrub, scrub, scrub. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to Justin. Justin, happy birthday. My number one son, my favorite child of all my children of one.
What vintage is he? How old is he?
Justin, oh man, you're putting me on the spot. I'm going to say Justin's 30 today.
You know, even sir. Busy thinking today. It's okay.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's proud of their kids, and yeah. I can't say enough how proud I am of Justin. Yeah, me and his mother, we were very young. We had Justin, and the world was kind of like, you know, going to make us to be and Justin to be a statistic, and it's turned out quite the opposite. I've got the absolute best son in the world, and honestly, everybody when they meet Justin and they've known me before they've known Justin, they go, "Hey, man. You sure that's your dad?" I take that as a compliment. It doesn't upset me at all. But happy birthday, Justin. I love you to death, buddy.
Happy birthday, Justin. Yeah, when I saw that on the Book of Faces, I'm like, that's very good. I know you're a proud dad. Justin's a good guy. Yeah, it's funny. Like, we've become good friends, and your son's my age.
Exactly right.
Stopped.
Honestly, Joey, I didn't listen to talk radio until Justin told me one day. He's like, "Hey, you ever listen to Greg Bedell?" Like, who's this? You know, and so I listened to him one day. I was like, who's this big old hot of air? Just, who's this guy?
And then he learned to love him.
All of a sudden, I'm like, man, I like this Greg Bedell guy.
Yeah, he's very honest.
Right.
Greg's great. But we got to hit this break. 272-9228. This goes out to all the astronauts in space.
That's right.
Folks, we were going to actually hit the break, but what did your son, Justin, just text you, Eddie?
I'm 32, dumbass.
Happy birthday, Justin. We're actually hitting the break now. More news and views after this.
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 47-75.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit adamsdrugs.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Welcome back.
Is blue and there's nothing I can do.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. If you need some automotive work or some work on your tires, Jenkins Tire and Automotive, they're fully staffed, ready to go. They are open. They're an essential business here, a local choice here in the River Region, located at 38 East Jefferson Street in downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. Whether you're looking to do standard work, maintenance work on your car, like an oil change or air filter replacement, tire rotation, patch up a tire, Jenkins Tire and Automotive can help you there. Or if you're looking for a brand new set of tires, they can help you with that. Even bigger jobs than that, say an AC repair or transmission repair. Ugh.
Nobody wants that.
I watched some video on how a transmission works. Yeah, I am not smart enough to understand this.
Well, I worked at a factory where we built them, and yeah. I was like, you got an easier job?
Yeah, I'm like, I am not that. My brain does not work that way. All their technicians, though, their brains do work that way.
Yes, they do.
They're ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, fleets of vehicles, even minivans for you soccer moms out there. Check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive today online. You can make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or call them and make an appointment. And be sure to tell them Joey from News and View sent you. 265-0792, 265-0792. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a great sponsor here at News and Views. And folks, be sure in these tough times to go support a local business that is
definitely
open. Get that work done on your car that you've always wanted to get done, but you've been too busy to do.
Now's the time.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys. You know, Eddie, I would have never picked you as being old enough to have a 32-year-old son.
Yeah.
Isn't it a wonder? It's a marvel.
It is. It is.
That is. I mean, you guys sound like you're the same age, and I'm sure your son feels that, too. And yes, you're in the doghouse now. You have to dig your way out of that one.
My son, he knows me well enough to know I'm good intentioned, but that's about it.
Is he your only child, or do you have others?
He's my only child.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. He got red hair?
Believe it or not, no. He ended up with a blonde hair and kind of a light tan hair. He got his mother's hair.
Gotcha. I'm the only redhead in my family. Oh, my mother was.
In my family,
I'm the only one.
Well, it's good to hear Justin has soul.
Yeah, he does. He has a soul. But in my family, all my sisters, all five of them except for one, has red hair, including my mother. So
we were the ginger
crew.
this is a pandemonium.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm thinking one day in that house is probably quite interesting.
Oh, good Lord, yeah. Yes. Yes.
This gentleman called earlier about CIM, Cuban Institute of Medicine. I assume he saw that special on Nova last night.
Yes.
It was excellent. Did you see it too, Joey?
No.
By the way, PBS has got some. Usually each week they have 2 or 3 one-hour specials that are going to be great. They're going to have one on fat here that's going to be incredibly good.
The Cuban healthcare was already fantastic before Castro, and that regime has made that their one thing they're really good at.
And I think we have a program, too, where we swap out doctors or train doctors there.
Right.
So. Yes, but it has been slowed down. It's very fortunate that they kept it up.
Yeah.
That lung cancer drug they have is miraculous. And just now, the CIM and a company called Rosedale, I do believe, up in the Northeast, are trying to get it up here to cure. It doesn't cure people. It arrests the illness for 3 months at a time.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And so it's working really well, and it's been available for a long time, but because of the embargo, it's not possible to get here.
Well, I was honestly hoping we were going to see some change when Fidel kicked the bucket. And I know there's hope for us still, too, because Cuba is a they're right next door to us. We should be as involved with them or more so than we are with Mexico, to be honest.
And, you know, aside from the poverty, it's a little chunk of paradise.
It's beautiful.
It is amazing, though. It's like a society frozen in time, technologically speaking.
But the rest of the world dealt with Cuba. We were the really only ones that said you officially can't.
Yeah,
but
you had the whole, you know, nuclear missile.
Well, you had that thing. Yeah, Soviet Union. You don't point a loaded gun at somebody.
Right. I had a friend from Cuba, and he said, you can't go hungry in Cuba. He said, food grows naturally everywhere.
And same in Jamaica. They tell you if you're hungry, just go out in the bush and get you something to eat. It just grows everywhere.
It's just full of fresh fruit and all that kind of stuff. So sounds like a great place. Bad. And, you know, we could have made progress if they hadn't been shooting all kinds of sonic and weirdo waves at the embassy and making everybody sick.
I really don't understand what happened there, but somebody didn't want us to get close with Cuba. I don't know if it was the Cuban government, but somebody didn't want the U.S. and the Cuba to have a good relationship.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA doing it to us.
Yeah, true too.
You know, that's a nasty bunch along with the FBI.
And, amen.
Thanks for reminding us of what's going on with Inspector General yesterday, because damn sure ain't gonna hear about it nowhere else.
You're right.
And so, also Pompeo's out of the picture. I mean, the other day when he was at that news conference, first time I've seen him in a month.
Yeah, it's been quite a task, I think, on his hands. We brought tens of thousands of Americans home from abroad. And also, I'm sure Pompeo's still at work, though. One moment of levity during these press conferences is where Trump said, does anybody have any more questions for Mike here? Or, you know, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, any more questions? Mike needs to get back to work. He needs to get back to the State Department, or some of us like to call it the Deep State Department. And Pompeo starts cracking up. And like,
it's just another reason I like Trump, man. I mean, he's more of your everyman than anybody I've seen up there.
And I'm a little creeped out by the stuff you said earlier this morning. We're going to have to keep a watch on this over government control.
War is the health of the state, and we're treating this like a war. Watch out for people to break loose of the chains.
Yep.
And
watch out. Yeah. So I know you got other callers, fellas. So I enjoy listening to y'all. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, Red Top.
Thank you, Red Top.
Thank you.
272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, your boss.
My boss, Bo.
How's Bo doing?
Bo's doing real well.
That's good.
As aggressive as a real estate agent as I've ever seen in my life.
But that's what you need. Especially in troubled times like this. And Bo Goodson's been doing this for over 40 years. So he has the experience. And that's really brought to bear, not just in how good the services are at the Goodson Group for buying and selling homes, training up agents like yourself, working with him on the job, or, you know, managing rental properties for people, but especially the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
The Real Estate School, I think we put it off just about a week now, so you're going to have a little more time to sign up because of everything that's going on. But it's out of all the schools, and I tried other schools before I went to Bo, Bo's class was just the absolutely best. It was an open conversation about real estate. It wasn't just someone dictating you, reading you from a book. It was open conversations, open classroom, lots of questions, just an all-out great class. And you can tell the agents that came out of Bo Goodson School compared to other agents. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
So y'all check out the Goodson Group today. You can check them out online at thegoodsongroup.com, where you find all their listings, what they can offer you. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a home, or you're looking for management services, you don't have to be the landlord yourself. You can give that out, contract that out to the Goodson Group. So check that out online at thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call at 551-0225. Again, that's 551-0225. The Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, great sponsors here of News and Views from 9 till noon. You are, in fact, listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Finishing out the last hour here, I'm your host, Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house. I got a call from Jack. I hope he's feeling well.
I hope he's feeling all right.
I'm going to have to check on him off air here. But y'all give us a call, 272-9228. More News and Views when we come back.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway. The nights are still chilly, but we have a warm-up on the way. For today, nice afternoon recovery. Sunshine, high around 74. You can't beat this weather. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight, low temperature 49. Tomorrow, a warmer day, high near 80. We'll be in the low 80s on Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. Sunday's high up to about 84. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday. The rain chances are tiny. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, of course.
Of course that happened.
Hey, Greg. I mean, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to live up to Greg's standards. How long was it quiet in here?
About 2 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you try to go to the bathroom and wash your hands for 20... No, that's my own fault.
You don't have time for that, Joey.
It's my own fault.
No, maybe 2 seconds.
So. Captain John, save us. Hey, Captain John.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Good. Yeah, the reason I called in today was... I've got like a lot of Americans. I'm getting older, and 61. I've got a couple of chronic health conditions that, you know, I get treatment for at the doc and have been for years and years. But I've got one in particular that's giving me a little problem that I'm not real satisfied with the doctors, actually. And I'm continuing my medication, doing what they say. But y'all have an advertiser that does a show on Saturday. His name's Carl at the Herb Shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate him. I just got off the phone with him, and I've listened to his show. I called it about 2 months ago, and I listened on Saturdays. He's very knowledgeable. And, you know, they do the natural remedies and things like that. And, you know, you consult with your doctor and things like that. But I'm going to go in and see him tomorrow, and he's already got some things lined up for me where I can start redirecting some of my treatment and just be proactive in my own health, as he calls it. But I really like him. I think he's a good person.
And, I really do like Carl, too.
He seemed very sincere. So I just wanted to just have some feedback from what I'm now his customer to the radio station since he's with y'all.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Captain John.
All right, buddy.
Take care, bud.
272-9228. Yes, this is News and Views from 9 till noon. A little out of sorts. We don't have many commercials here, as y'all can probably understand. Mm-hmm. So I hate it when I do that.
It wasn't bad, Joe. It was like 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, but it's still a mess up.
It didn't even have me freaked out enough to look at the board to see what button I should try to push.
One of the things that came out this morning that is just the reality of what we're doing is this headline of U.S. weekly jobless claims total 6.6 million people.
I'm not surprised by it, Joey.
And as Dan Morris brought to my attention, is the state ready for this?
No.
For unemployment claims? No.
They can't handle. What did we get last week? They can't handle.
Right. No, and we got a call that somebody signing up in February before all of this was having trouble. Just a normal unemployment claim.
That's what I've always heard, and that's why I'm saying, no, we're not prepared. It's a state-run business.
You know, it makes sense that they were built to, they don't want to give money out. So they make you jump through all sorts of hoops to get any sort of money, but come on, guys. In this situation, come on.
Yeah, because what doesn't need to happen, and this is what I worry about, and I've talked to some of my tenants about it, they worry that they're going to get so far behind by the time the money does arrive, it'll be late fees and other things, just trying to, you know, they're at that point, they're behind the eight ball, just trying to catch up. They're trying to keep it halfway proactive. And that's my biggest thing is the state and the government need to get together and say, what is the quickest way to get this money in these people's hands?
Right.
Because not everybody, and I think it's a wake-up call for a lot of people, most people do not have any kind of savings.
And also, there are a lot of folks out there who don't understand. Like, they think of the economy as just some term.
Right.
Like, if you're concerned about the economy, you're probably some greedy right-winger. And that's not how any of this works at all. I mean, the economy isn't even, like, just the resources in the ground that make us wealthy. For instance, oil, like petroleum, like fossil fuels were around forever.
Right.
And they were worthless for the most part because people didn't come up with a process and use innovation to figure out how to utilize these resources. It's not so much the resources that are valuable. It's whatever process of interconnection between all sorts of different humans that makes it valuable.
Right.
So if you think of the economy as a global network, a massively interconnected network, so complicated you can't quite track it perfectly, of all sorts of billions of human beings around the globe, all with the goal of creating goods and services, when you bring that to a halt by telling people, hey, you can't go to certain places, even if, say, this all started, one of the early cancellations was South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just a party. Think about all the different businesses and technologies and just networking, contacts between people that would have led to more wealth and more creativity and more prosperity.
A big thing is
when people can't make new contacts, when they can't exchange ideas in person, they can't sell their products. You know, I have people in my family who are salesmen, and they can still call people, yes, and get in contact online, but it's not the same as a person-to-person sale. No. That's usually where you make your most sales.
Right, one-on-one is where you make your sales.
So as we slow this, you're halting the actual wealth-creating process that allows people to have jobs, that allows people to make a living and get by. And I'm getting a little frustrated because there are these folks that live in this utopian sense that, yeah, with businesses and corporations and governments, just a little more generous, everybody would be all right.
Right.
Maybe on the margins, maybe. But really, what is the engine of this wealth? Why are we more prosperous than our parents and our grandparents? It's because of this process being, as much as we can, allow it to be uninterrupted. And so to interrupt it, it's not putting profits over people when you suggest, hey, we need to get the economy back going as quick as possible. People's jobs disappearing has major effects and ramifications.
Right. It's about cash flow. I can't express this enough. If Joey's boss doesn't have the money to pay Joey, Joey doesn't have the money to pay his rent, Joey doesn't have the money to pay his car payments, his responsibilities. Somewhere in there, there's another person, say the gas station guy.
Yeah.
All right, Joey's not getting as much fuel as now that guy can't afford to pay his employee, who can't afford to pay his rent, who can't afford. It's cash flow. You got to have cash flow. And like you were saying, that people use the economy and the wealth gaining, that term you're using, it's not really generating wealth as much as it's just generating cash flow to stay afloat.
Right, and then you go back to the old professions where Joey's house sitting.
Right.
So to speak, which house sitting might sound like a David Lee Roth song, just a gigolo, and everywhere I go. It's just very frustrating. But the market's up. Market's up, and we're also getting now more clarification that it does seem like China was underreporting things.
Shocker.
Shocking. Yeah, shocking. But it is also fascinating that the more we learn about this virus, and we've known this about viruses for a long time, but we're learning about this particular coronavirus, is it's not just the virus can mutate, it is the host.
Yes.
So there are genetic differences, say, in people of East Asia, people in India, people in Russia and Europe, and difference between northern, southern Europe, difference between Africa, Latin America, North America. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this virus interacts with the whole panoply of human variation. I mean, it should be interesting.
There are some people that have built-in immunity systems that take care of that kind of thing. Just like, strangely enough, poison ivy, which is not a virus or anything, but poison ivy. There are people that are from Mexico and South that have a natural immunity to poison ivy. Now, who would have known that? I didn't know it. A good friend of mine's from Guatemala, and he see me all just ate up with poison ivy one day, and he's laughing at me, and he said, "Yeah, that's you, gringo." It's like, what do you mean? He said,
"What do you mean, Holmes?"
He's like, "I could lay down in there naked, and I won't get one thing on me." No, he said, "Anybody
did he
from
do
where
it?
I'm from?" No, I didn't. I should have. Well, never mind.
Put up or shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Strip down, and you lay in that poison ivy.
But he said that's one of the benefits of him doing yard work and things. He's like, "I'm immune to that. It doesn't." I can roll around it. It doesn't bother me. I had no idea.
Interesting.
I didn't even believe him so much that I asked my doctor, and he laughed. He's like, just depends on certain parts of the population.
Well, for instance, redheads take more anesthesia often.
I heard that, too.
Yeah, or they have a higher tolerance for alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these things happen. I'm getting a little. There are stories like this. 6.6 million jobs lost. Worse than we expected. I'm just wondering, is this the right course? But that's what they're telling us, that this virus is uniquely the right amount of contagious and the right amount of lethal. It's it's lethal enough to be really a big problem, but contagious enough to survive and spread from host to host.
Well, it's strong enough to survive. You remember those kids that chartered the plane and went to Mexico during spring break? So you know the weather there was hot, and those people caught it. So hot weather... I'm not sure how much of that's going to play into effect of it going away.
Hopefully, though, it does.
I sure hope so.
That would be a major relief for everybody.
Everyone, yeah.
But they're predicting the peak here in Alabama to be sometime in late April.
Yeah.
So we'll learn more about this virus. And
that's a little bit unnerving, though, to know that this is not bad yet. It's going to get worse.
Well, I think one of the biggest lessons out of this whole thing is that, hey, answers to really complicated problems aren't as simple as yelling and screaming like in politics.
Exactly right.
It takes time. It takes effort. There's going to be a lot of trial and
ingenuity.
Error. And it's a reminder, too, that science is not the pretense of science. Like, these scientists say this is so.
Yeah.
And often they're right. But science is a give-and-take process, and it's always subject to corrections. Now, some things are pretty straightforward, and we've proven it, and that's the way it is. But you can always go back and check the record.
And reevaluate, yeah.
And we don't advance otherwise. And so when you're in the middle of the fog of war, like this with this disease, there's going to be a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
People are going to sound like idiots the next day.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
as the facts on the ground change.
Move 6 months down the road from now and look back, and you'll be like, oh, wow, I can't believe I believed the things I did.
It's why it makes the politics of this so frustrating. And, you know, I haven't mentioned until now Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah, Schiff did.
Yeah, Schiff is wanting to... He's already bringing up, we need to do a commission, a report of what went wrong. I'm sure that'll be even-handed.
You know, he went wrong. That's what went wrong.
You know, I'll trust one of those commissions to look at what went wrong, what we should have done better, as long as you're not on it, Adam.
Exactly.
All right? Good God.
I know, again, he went away like the world wanted him to. And then he thought, he's a little bit more important than that. I want to get back in the limelight. This coronavirus is killing my limelight. So he's coming back out.
Yeah, and it would be one thing if he had a very consistent message, but he's on MSNBC talking about how much the president screwed up. It sounds like you've already made up your mind. We don't need a report, Mr. Schiff.
Idiot.
Oh, I wish he was an idiot. He's smart. He's just... It's not smart in the way we like. 272-9228. More news and views closing out the program after this quick break.
And you may ask yourself,
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Closing out the program here, Dan Morris coming up. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing, another essential local business here. Give them a call today at 279-8919. It's a number for Cole Plumbing. If you have a plumbing issue, even in the midst of a crisis, well, you need that fix. Well, because we're in the middle of something like
this.
You want to be able to wash your hands, to take a shower, to take a bath. You have to wash down and clean your kitchen and your environment, your bathroom itself. And if you got major plumbing issues, that's going to stop you from doing that. That's why Cole Plumbing is ready to take your call at 279-8919, 279-8919. You can also check them out at coleplumbing.com. Their years of service, been around since 1977. They're homeowners themselves. As business owners, they understand how important it is to get your plumbing problems fixed quickly. And with their proprietary pipelining technology, they're able to fix most plumbing problems with minimal discomfort to you and your home. Whether that's digging up a hole in your yard, tearing out a bunch of drywall, Cole Plumbing can do it with a delicate touch, but an effective delicate touch at that. They're number one in the number two business. Don't dig a hole. Call on Cole. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's Cole Plumbing. Again, 279-8919. Thank you to Cole Plumbing, the whole Cole family. We've been great sponsors here of News and Views. All the folks keeping the pipes running, I appreciate that. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views are on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Steve.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, how are y'all doing? Is Jack on today?
No, I thought he was going to call in, and then he texted me that he's not able this morning. He's not feeling great.
I got you. Oh, let me tell you, I got a ditto code because they've done some great jobs for us. We have some rental property, and Heather and the girls down there at the office are absolutely wonderful. And I won't go into a lot of detail, but they've done some great jobs. I mean, heavy-duty jobs for us, too.
Fantastic.
So, you know, I'm really satisfied with their service. Hey, you know, Biden wants to come on TV and talk about, you know, what Trump is doing as far as the job. Look, if he were president, this would have probably killed him. This nearly killed me, and I'm only 64, but a guy's going to tell me and you how to live, and he don't. I don't even know if he has a driver's license or not. I know he doesn't drive, but you know, I mean, this guy should be eating dinner every day at 4:30 at Golden Corral, and he's going to sit up. And look, Trump lost $34 million, something like that, his first year as president.
Mm-hmm.
Reckon how much he's lost during this cave.
And oh,
you
yeah.
can see, you can see the whole thing wearing on him. So what would this do to somebody like Biden?
Somebody who's as cadaverous as
mm-hmm.
him?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it does. I own an outdoor service company, and we are blessed. I've got everybody working.
Good.
You know, we're scattered out, so we don't have to, you know, no shaking hands with people and so on and so forth. And I'm real proud of my people that are out here, and they've got kids. And so, you know, we're 100% employed right now. But people won't have disposable income later on to get this kind of work done if we don't get everybody back to work. And I believe we will.
I think so, too.
But this show is great. It's very informative. I listen to a part of it every day. I'm in and out of the truck giving estimates. So, thanks. You guys keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great call. Appreciate it, sir.
All right. Bye.
Take care, Steve.
Well, Eddie, that does it for us this morning.
Another day in the books, brother.
Indeed. Hopefully Jack Campbell will be able to call in tomorrow. I missed his call today.
Me too, man.
I miss his presence. He's a great guy. Always has a smile on his face, even when he's in a crappy mood. He's
absolutely
make you laugh.
Jack Campbell.
And do we have any updates on Tiger King? Has Joe Exotic been pardoned yet?
Well,
he wants somebody to play. He has an idea for casting if they make a movie.
Yes, he does. Where he wants Brad Pitt, believe it or not, to play him instead of David Spade, who is almost born
Brad
to
Pitt,
play him.
Really?
I know.
So how many pounds is Brad Pitt going to have to lose? Look, it makes
sense. He's going to need some meth and lose a few teeth. But I understand Carol Baskin is not very happy with Netflix right now and probably
really?
Will not participate in the next Tiger King. Yeah.
Oh, because of the whole idea that she killed her husband?
Yeah, yeah. And now they're saying, hey, you know, she had a husband before that disappeared. So, yeah.
We'll bring you more updates on the Tiger King saga as this whole crisis continues. Thank y'all for listening. Be back bright and early on a Friday morning
tomorrow. That's right, Friday morning, baby.
Dan Morris is next. Y'all stay tuned.